Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Lisa Duhame, board-certified medical oncologist at People's Cancer Institute at Hamilton Medical Center in Dalton. Dr. Duhame, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
In this episode, we're going to talk about melanoma. Dr. Duhame, can you tell us, what is melanoma and how serious can this be?
So melanoma is a cancer of the melanocytes. That is the pigment-producing cells in your skin. That's what differentiates people with darker skin from people with lighter skin is the amount of melanocytes in their skin. It's less common than basal or squamous cell cancers, but it's more aggressive and more likely to metastasize. So of the three kind of skin cancers, you have squamous cell, basal cell, and melanoma. Melanoma is the bad guy. That is the one that people will die from. Whereas squamous and basal cell cancers can be a pain to people. They can be difficult to treat and keep them under control, but people normally won't die from those kinds of cancers, where melanoma can be just one small spot that was taken off, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, someone's telling you that the cancer's now in your liver. That's melanoma. Early detection is so important, because if you can catch melanoma when it's very small and it hasn't increased through your skin or grown through your skin, you can remove it and you can be cured. So that's where melanoma is different. And when we look at melanoma, you're looking at more how deep it's grown when it's diagnosed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what kind of risk factors should people know about melanoma?
It all goes back to the amount of sun exposure you've had, and more so when you're a child. So I'm in my 50s. When I was growing up, sunscreen was never talked about. And just the opposite, tanning was in vogue. And people my age grew up putting oil on them to burn, and then you would turn a nice dark tan after you burned. Whereas then we all got smart and realized that was dumb. And nowadays, kids are told to wear sunscreen continuously, because the amount of UV exposure or sun exposure, the amount of sunburns you've had, tanning bed use, we all know contribute to increased risk of skin cancers of all types, but definitely melanomas. There can also be a hereditary factor in melanomas, where some people have a familial gene that they inherit that increases their risk of melanomas. So that's a big part of it as well. And there are just some people who are more predisposed. So people who have lighter skin have a higher risk of melanoma. So if you have fair skin, blue or green eyes, light blonde hair, brown hair, you have a higher risk of melanoma than someone with darker skin.
I never thought about it that way. I've always wondered too, because you often see that the really pasty people get sunburnt really bad and be heavily affected.
And that's exactly why they have the higher risk of melanoma.
Well, once melanoma is diagnosed, like what happens after that?
When we look at someone with diagnosis of melanoma, what we care about is actually the most important thing is what we call the Breslow thickness, or how deep was that melanoma. Normally, if it's greater than 1 millimeter, that's when we have to start talking about checking lymph nodes, and they become higher risk of melanoma spreading other places the deeper the melanoma is. The other important thing is something called ulceration. So if your melanoma actually looks like it's ulcerated or irritated, that's a higher risk factor. And mitotic rate, which looks at how fast those cells are growing under a microscope in your melanoma. Those are the three things that are important in how aggressive or how likely that melanoma is to spread. But of all of those, the most important thing is the Breslow thickness, or how deep it is. If it's over 1 millimeter, that's when we start testing lymph nodes. And if someone has a melanoma deeper than 1 millimeter and has ulceration, or a melanoma that has positive lymph nodes, that's when we start talking about immunotherapy treatment to try to prevent it from ever spreading somewhere.
What kind of treatment is, common for melanoma once they actually get this?
So part of that depends on the genomic testing. We will send that melanoma tissue out and see if it has a BRAF mutation or an NRAS mutation. Those mutations are associated with being able to use a targeted treatment. And if you have that BRAF mutation, then instead of using IV treatment, we may be able to use a pill treatment that's targeted to the BRAF. If you don't have the BRAF mutation, then the most important treatment for melanoma is immunotherapy.
You briefly touched on it there, but how do you actually choose between like immunotherapy and more targeted therapies?
So right now, the only targeted treatment we have is specifically for the BRAF mutation. If people have the BRAF mutation, that's the only targeted treatment we have. The other treatment is immunotherapy. So essentially, though, we've even found that people with the BRAF mutation should probably receive immunotherapy as their first type of treatment. And if immunotherapy doesn't work and you have a BRAF mutation, then you have an additional type of treatment that has a good chance of working.
How does molecular testing play a role in melanoma care?
That's what we call genomic testing.
Okay.
Molecular testing is genomic testing. So molecular testing is what we use to look at the BRAF, NRAS, MET mutations. The reason we look at those mutations is to decide whether that's the person with a mutation that we can give some extra treatment to.
How do you monitor melanoma after it's treated?
With scans.
Okay.
So normally if someone has a deep melanoma, so something greater than a millimeter, and we are looking at pursuing taking them to surgery to check lymph nodes, I will do a PET scan, which is a whole body cancer scan, basically looking for, is the cancer anywhere else, particularly in the lymph nodes near where the melanoma was diagnosed, and if it's spread to any organ. That helps us to know the stage and to know whether it's worth putting them through surgery, because if they have cancer that's already spread other places, then checking lymph nodes is not going to benefit them, and we would not put them through that surgery.
Well, what's some advice you can give our listeners on like preventing it and its early detection as well?
Preventing it is wear your sunscreen, wide-brimmed hats, long sleeve shirts, sunshine is good to a point. Just don't become a person who spends all their time out. Laying out is not a good hobby. If you're spending time outside enjoying being outside, or if you have to work outside, that's just part of life. You should do that. But if you're one of those people that have to be doing that on a regular basis, you need to be wearing your sunscreen. You need to be wearing a wide-brimmed hat or long sleeves so that you are limiting the amount of sun exposure.
It's unfortunate that I think this overall, we're pretty stubborn about sunscreen.
Yes, we
people
are.
Just don't put it on sometimes. With how, I hate to say it like this, but with how easy it is to get. Because the fact that like just spending too much time in the sun.
Absolutely.
And not protecting yourself.
Well, and the problem is, and it's the truth about all of our problems in life, is when we're young, we don't realize the consequences of our actions until years later.
Yeah.
And melanoma is the ultimate example of that, that people don't get melanoma from the amount of time they spent in the sun the week before. They get melanoma from the amount of time they spent in the sun and not wearing sunscreen from their younger years in their childhood. So you can't reverse time. You can't take that back. It is what it is, but you can pass on better habits to your children.
Hey, and thank you for sharing all the info about melanoma right here on Health for Life.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.